I was surprised to hear about John of God getting arrested and that he might be involved in some kind of sex ring, or that he was controlling women and doing things to them, or even selling, you know. And the news reports that are coming out of Brazil, and it claims that there are several people that have come forward on this. And so I guess we have to wait and see what happens. But I also have seen some reports that said that he helped absolutely no one, that was a big hoax. And I want to set the record straight. First of all, we don't know if the person's guilty or innocent, even if several people come forward. And too often in the media, we're willing to convict somebody. I'll give you an example. I think Michael Jackson, I don't know what you think of him, whether if he was guilty of what he did or not. He got acquitted. Now there's a new show that was just on HBO. It was called Leaving Neverland, and it was about two adults now that were boys and claimed they got molested by him. And they kept quiet, and they say, we have nothing to gain now, there's no money to be made. I don't know, you know, and it's easy to think that maybe he did all that. And honestly speaking, I thought he was probably guilty of that, and he got away with it. And then I saw a message on Golden Age of Gaia, Matthew Ward, who is a channeled spirit. He said, no, Michael Jackson did not do any of those things that he was accused of. So I don't know where the truth is, and I'm going to leave it up to the universe to decide that. I do believe if somebody's committed a crime, we do have to do our best to try to prove the crime. And if there's any doubt, we have to let them go. And unfortunately, some of those people may be criminals that walk amongst us. But that's the way the law was intended. We too quickly want to convict people and incarcerate them without always having solid evidence. And we convict them in the press very often in the bigger cases. And I always feel, since I served on a jury one time, I always feel now that it made me see the process, and I'd rather see somebody guilty walk free than somebody innocent go to jail. That's what it was intended to do. And you know, it's unfortunate, but the universe, everything is part of a divine plan. So the universe, you know, there's karma. There's a lot of things. So now I have a different perspective on Michael Jackson. I just don't know. And it really doesn't matter if I do know. There has been some quotes saying that, well, even with these accusations, it's not going to affect his legacy. Well, if his music's his legacy, I don't really care. That doesn't matter to me. The fact, if he truly was an unconditional loving person and treated others well, that's a legacy, I think, that's if you want to talk about a legacy. The whole talk about having a legacy, like presidents are supposed to, that to me is just ego. Who's going to care 1,000 years from now? Nobody's going to probably even know anybody from our time period. You know, a lot's going to happen. Countries may not even exist anymore. Land masses may not even exist. There's a lot that can happen in 1,000 years. And if you want to go past 1,000, then go to 10,000 years. Do you think anything that happens now is going to matter? I don't think so. You know? And to me, that's just, if the attention's on an individual, then that's ego. And their higher self would say, that's not necessary. Maybe what I was trying to tell you, even like with Jesus, the truth is what he was trying to tell us. You know, we have remembered him for 2,000 years and Buddha and others. But I think their message was amazing. And maybe they also were able to do things that others could not do. So in that case, but I know it was not driven by ego. You need to have a legacy, Jesus, Buddha. I don't think any of that. I think they came here to change the world. And in many ways they did. And in many ways we didn't get their message. So as I get back to what's going on with John of God, first of all, I've talked to 3 different people. And regarding as far as his ability to heal others, I think he did. I talked to a woman, did an interview with Cher. I can't remember Cher's last name. It's on my website, and you can research it if you want. But she wrote a book called Dog of God, I think. And I interviewed her, and she claimed she went down to see John of God in Brazil. And she had 2 fractured legs from a car accident, was on crutches, told she was never going to completely walk again, would always use crutches. She left there after 2 weeks, totally threw away her crutches and was fine. My friend Georgie went down there. Georgie's from Houston, and she wanted to witness if there were any miracles. She said they treated her so well that she saw people. She said there's a big room where there's crutches, and people just throw them away, and they walk away. And so she witnessed some miracles. She was also told that even though she didn't have any illnesses, they took away her karma so that she wouldn't have to deal with that the rest of her life. And Georgie, you know, I'm sure believed them, but, you know, we always have doubts. So she says, I've never done this before, but I went to see a psychic in Houston just because I was curious. And the first thing the psychic said was, wow, this is unbelievable. You don't have any karma. And so is that true then, what Georgie's saying? I think so. Then there was another person I met briefly, and we didn't do a show, but this individual was going through some health issues, and I talked about John of God, and he said, yeah, I know who John of God is. My wife went to see him, and he really helped her. So the part about him not helping others, I think that's not accurate. I think he's probably helped a lot of people. And I've talked to three of them that have witnessed it. And I'm sure there's many more. And maybe there's some people he didn't help. You know, healing's an inside job. So nobody is going to be able to heal you unless you absolutely allow it. It might be part of your life journey to have a certain disease and die from it. I know that sounds, that doesn't, for some people you say, what? But I believe that we choose everything. Or we bring it into our life with our thoughts and emotions. So I might have chosen in this lifetime to develop some kind of illness or not. But because I held on to negativity, to depression, to anger, that opens the door for the vibrations to change in my energy field. It opens the door for me to develop an illness. Now, if I could look back far enough before I came here, maybe that was part of the plan. Or, like I say all along, I think we have two choices. We make an outline of what our life is to be and what we have to want to accomplish. And then also things happen to us and how we react to those things affect the outcome. And it can alter it and change it. Not only that, I think there's a third thing. While we're here, I think we have the ability to change our path. So if we say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. This doesn't serve me. I'm going to start asking for this. So there's multiple factors that we are probably not aware of. I mean, at some level we are. And if we had the ability to look in the Akashic records or to look in our soul agreement before we came here or to remember when we have out-of-body experiences, then we'd know. And what I see of John of God is that I believe he is a healer. He claims that he is guided by, I think, some archangels and former surgeons that are working through him, these brilliant surgeons from a different time period, and they're giving him instruction on how to heal people. Maybe. He's doing something. I do believe that this kind of healing can work. Maybe John of God isn't doing it, but I do believe that their energy healing can be done. I've seen it. Maybe not to the extreme that he's done it, but I have friends. Dr. Phil DeLong was on, and he works with energy healing. Joy Melchizedek is another person that's helped me. I had the gal from Marquette, I told you about her, Melissa, that did some energy work on me and really helped me. So it only makes sense that this was probably the way we lived at one time. We were beings that knew how to heal ourselves, or somebody else could assist us. A lot of times the healers can't heal themselves. This is what I've heard from many people, that because they don't recognize their own issues. And so it takes somebody else to look at it that's of equal ability or has some ability and can point out, okay, you have this blockage and this energy, blah, 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 and then help them release it. And often that's the case. And I look at even the miracles that Jesus performed, how he raised the dead. I think there has to be an agreement somewhere with the individual that was healed. Jesus couldn't just override their sovereignty. He couldn't just say, I'm going to heal you. I don't care what you like, whether you like it or not. It's always done in love, the way I see it. I could be totally wrong on this, but he would have approached them in a place that would have been obviously in spirit, even while they're in their physical body, or if they're dead, maybe they left their physical body, but he would have connected to them on the highest level and said, do you want to stay? Do you want to be a part of me showing that people can live again? And they probably would have said at that point, if you take it to that level, sure, I want to bring awareness. Bring me back. And that may have been an agreement even before he stepped into his body. There's just many, many different things that go on that we don't understand. We don't understand the plan of everybody. We don't, you know, Jesus was an amazing healer, but I think there have been many others who've done similar things that have been able to heal others. But again, for me, my understanding of disease and how it works and illness, it comes from within. And generally, it's caused by our thoughts, emotions, attitudes. Sometimes it's caused by the environment that we're exposed to. I think that's it. Or as our bodies break down as we get older, our immune systems don't work as well, and we can develop illness. But I think there's more and more research coming out that says people that are sad and depressed tend to get sick. People that are joyful and happy tend to stay healthy. What does that tell you about overall healing or health in general? To me, it says God is joy. God is love. I believe that. And when we connect with God, we're healthy. And when we go another way, we tend not to be. So it's simply by tuning into those vibrations, it raises us up, and we're basically being ourselves, what we really truly are in spirit, what we are in our highest self. And that's what we need to maintain our bodies. We need that connection. And by coming here in the physical world, we are very far removed from that. And being very far removed from that, there's also these energies out there that are dark, whatever you want to call them, but playing a role. And that can add to our illnesses because it pulls us away from the light. And so when you're connected to the light, you have a better chance of being healthy. And when you're not connected to it, you have a better chance of getting ill. And getting ill serves the purpose of the dark energies because they want to create fear and sadness and anger. And they do that to feed themselves. They feed off of that. So it's part of what goes on here. It's nothing to be afraid of. We all are manipulated in some way, I believe. We all are. And we can choose to protect ourselves and choose to focus on the love and the light. And the more we choose to do that, the less power these things have. You know, just by talking about them, we give them power. So I really don't go down that road very often. I'm always curious, always intrigued by what I hear, but I will watch like certain programs that are exploring, but nothing too gory. There's a lot of haunted house programs on. There's a lot of thing called kindred spirits, and they're not kindred. These spirits are pretty scary. The possession shows on. I don't watch any of that stuff. I don't want to give that into that thought. But I do look into shows that maybe explore and try to find answers. There's a show called Fear the Woods. I'll watch that sometimes if it doesn't get into too much stuff. You know, a lot of times they're dealing with Sasquatches, and everything I've seen of Sasquatch is that they could easily harm us, and they don't. And some people will say, well, they all have different personalities. Some are more ornery. Maybe. I don't know. I don't see them as being darker energies. There's many beings out there that maybe are, but it seems like, they don't. They could easily kill us and come after us, and they don't. I think they're more interested in tormenting us if we give them the power to do so. So that's kind of where I have a take on that. John of God, I don't know. I don't know if the man is innocent or if he's guilty. It would be easy for people in this day and age, and probably any day and age, to have people bear false witness. This is not taken away from people if they truly were victimized by him. I don't wish to demean that, but I have to look at it from both sides. I think we always should look at it from both sides before we cast doubt and or judgment. And then sometimes we just don't have an answer. And we'll leave that up to the juries and the judges. And if they don't have an answer, then the best thing they can do is acquit somebody. That's my opinion of it. And it seems like more and more in this day and age, circumstantial evidence rules And once somebody's convicted, especially of a major crime, and then they've been found, like there's evidence to prove that they're innocent, you can't get them free. I've watched programs on that. These men have been proven, DNA samples, all this, and they won't reduce the sentence or get rid of it. And this is our system. It's hard to change it. And I think the reason being is people don't want to admit they're wrong. I think there's egos. I think you have prosecutors who don't want to admit they're wrong, or whatever the reason. I don't know 100%. But we need to be honest. If some mistake is made, let go of your ego. Nobody cares. It doesn't serve the world. And then secondly, we need to change our facilities where we house people. You know, we put them in there, and there's a lot of negative energy. And they go and they work out, which helps them burn out some of the energy. And they play basketball maybe outside in the yard. And then there's little gangs that form and all these different things. And I think the message really should be positive. I think positive music and programs should be pumped every direction they can, because you become part of the environment you surround yourself with. So rehabilitation, if everybody around you is filled with love, you have a greater chance. Now, granted, guards may not be filled with love because they have to deal with this. I've talked to prison guards. I've talked to more than one prison guard, and they've told me that some were very negative. Some actually said, I've asked them, you think that people could be rehabilitated? And a friend of mine who works at a maximum security, I believe it's maximum security, not far from here, he told me he thought they could. If, you know, certain people, some you can reach, some maybe it's too late. I don't know. You know, what happens to us in the end? All of us have the opportunity to return to what we are. I believe that completely. Or some will kind of stick around. Some will be caught up in the negative energy. Maybe they'll hang around here for a long time or for indefinitely. But eventually, all of us will return to where we came from. Because how could we not? We are it. It is us. So we are playing out this illusion to whatever we want, whatever joy it brings us, even if it's a negative thing. People want to experience duality. Well, you got to have people playing the role of the bad guy in order to experience that. Somebody's got to sign up for that. So did they become that way, or did they volunteer? And I think maybe both. Maybe both. Does this mean that I think we should not hold people accountable? Yes, we should. If John of God is guilty, absolutely. And investigate. But you hear so many things that come out and want to... It's easy to just convict people, and we're a long ways away from there. And I think there's a lot of corruption everywhere, in every country. And I think money can exchange hands, and I think people can be influenced. I think also when you start speaking the truth, and you're speaking it loud and clear, and you're getting some attention, you open the door to be attacked. I'm not saying that's the case with John of God. I'm just saying that I've witnessed that time and again from people that were trying to bring forward some kind of truth. They've been persecuted. Some of them have been killed in this day and age. Some of them have been discredited. Some have been made to look like idiots. Some probably have had charges trumped up against them. So that's the risk you take when you step up to the plate. You take that risk that if you make too much noise, they're going to find a way. Maybe that's all going to change. And I keep reading about how it's all going to change. I sure hope so. I guess I just wanted to make a statement about John of God because I've endorsed him before on my site. And I'm not going to probably endorse him for a while. I took down the one posting I had. I still didn't get rid of the interviews that I had with about him, but because you can draw your own conclusion on that. But at the top of my page, I had a listing about natural healing, and he was one of them. I still believe he did heal people, but I'm going to pull back for now and just say nothing and leave it be. And I hope that if it had nothing to do with this, that the truth comes out. Either way, I hope the truth comes out, and then we'll deal with it from there. And that's all I wanted to say for now. Down the road, we'll have more shows coming your way. I appreciate you listening. Feel free to let me know about your comments. What do you think? It's so easy to get wrapped up in believing what we see on the television or wherever, internet, and believe that this is the absolute truth. I see this time and again. People are convinced that Trump is a savior. There are a lot of people convinced of that. There are people that are convinced that he's the Antichrist. You know, I don't think he's either one. And there's some good things he says, and there's some not so good things. And I know he offends a lot of people, but I mean, as far as his policies, some of the things he does, I agree with. Some of the things he does, I disagree with. Same with President Obama and the previous ones before that. Some of the things I liked, some of the things I didn't like. So I was told a long time ago, when you get to that level, you're really kind of controlled to begin with. And there are those that pull the strings, and you're supposed to do what they want. You don't make it as far as one of the two presidential nominations without being somebody who's going to play the game. The thing is, many are saying the game is coming to an end. So that means all the bad things that have been going on, the manipulation, the staged wars, all of these things are supposedly coming to an end. And we are going to live in a better world. And there's going to be a big changes. Whether or not that's going to happen soon, I believe it will eventually happen. I don't know when. Many are predicting, and they've been predicting this for years. Oh, it's going to happen. Could be this weekend. I don't know. I hope so. I hope we do find this to be a world where there's more love, more acceptance, more compassion, and also less torment. No torment at all. No kidnapping women or children of anybody. No abuse to anybody, including animals. People have more than what they need as far as abundance. You know, a lot of this is created by lack. People don't have jobs. They don't have... There was a program in Canada, and I read this in Golden Age of Gaia in Ontario, where they gave people a fixed income. People that were homeless or struggling, and these people felt pride and were starting to lift themselves up to have a better life. And then, of course, the program was shut down. And they said, well, we can't afford to keep doing that. And I know it's, how do you afford to do that without taxing people to the point of oblivion? But I think there will come a day, if the Nesara is for real, that there will be plenty of wealth to go around and people will have what they need. And if they choose to have more, they can have that as well. So is it going to happen soon? I don't know. I hope so. Is John of God innocent or guilty? I don't know. We'll find out. The truth needs to come out. And even if it does, even what appears to be the truth, in the back of my mind, I'm going to go, You know, if he's found guilty and all these things come forward, it's not that I want to doubt the victims of this or want to slight them in any way, but I know how things are done when they want to bring somebody down. So I guess we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see on that. And I'll try not to sit in judgment, which is not easy. So stick around. We have more shows coming up soon. I hope to be talking to lots of different people down the road. And I appreciate you listening. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And if anything, boy, you know, it's funny because I get so caught up in judging too, you know, like the Michael Jackson thing. And that was a wake-up call for me to read that article. It's like, well, maybe he was innocent. I don't know. Till next time, blessings and love and joy.